The Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has spoken publicly for the first time about the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The Crown Prince, who many believe ordered the killing of Mr. Khashoggi inside a Saudi consulate, said his government will bring those responsible to justice. Here's Middle East correspondent Adam Harvey.
It appears Mohammed bin Salman is going to tough it out. In the face of growing international outrage over his nation's killing of Jamal Khashoggi and the cover-up that followed, the Crown Prince maintains he's going to get to the truth of the matter. His first public comments on the case were to an investment forum in Riyadh.
It is a heinous crime that cannot be justified. Today, Saudi Arabia is carrying out all legal things to finalize the investigations, to work with the cooperate with the Turkish government, and to present the perpetrators to the court and take their judgment.
The Crown Prince's comments came one day after Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan vowed that an investigation there would discover who ordered the killing. Despite the drip feed of leaks, Mohammed bin Salman says all is well between the two regional powers.
And we know that many are trying to use this painful thing to create, to drive a wedge between Saudi Arabia and Turkey. I want to send them a message. They will not be able to do that as long as there is a king called King Salman bin Abdulaziz.
As Saudi Arabia digs in, the Crown Prince's support from US President Donald Trump is starting to crumble. In an interview with the Wall Street Journal, he called the case the worst cover-up in history and said he's now spoken to the Crown Prince.
Well, I mean, my message to him, my first question to him was, did you know anything about it in terms of the initial planning? And he said he did not. And I said, where did this all start? And he said it started at a lower level. So I asked him about it a couple of times in a couple of different ways, and he claims that he did not know that.
The newspaper asked if the US president believed the denials.
I want to believe him. I really want to believe him. They've been a very good ally. They've been a tremendous investor in our military equipment and other things. They buy tremendous amounts of things from our country. It probably amounts to millions of jobs, you know, a million jobs. That's a lot of jobs. So I certainly want to believe him.
So far, Germany is the only major world power to suspend arms sales to Saudi Arabia. In France, President Emmanuel Macron has been attacked in Parliament for his failure to criticise the Crown Prince. This is Adam Harvey for AM in Jerusalem.